The controversial Waters of the U.S. rule took effect in most states this summer, redefining which bodies of water are covered by the Federal Clean Water Act. But a judge has blocked its application in Alaska and a dozen other states, pending a legal challenge. As that and other lawsuits progress, the rule, known as WOTUS, remains a political hot button. And as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan pushed that button at a hearing this morning in Congress.
Sullivan is gravely dissatisfied with the EPA and its new rule for carrying out the Clean Water Act.
Constituents, certainly across Alaska, but I think all across America, Democrats and Republicans, believe that the EPA is a rogue agency accountable to no one.
Sullivan says the water rule is an EPA power grab that goes beyond the agency's authority and law. The EPA says the rule simply clarifies which waters are subject to the Clean Water Act, basically how far upstream the federal law applies. The agency insists it doesn't add any new types of water bodies not already covered. But farmers, miners, and real estate developers say expansion, and it threatens their livelihoods. Sullivan called the hearing of a subcommittee he chairs to discuss a trove of memos that recently came to light. They're written by officials within the Corps of Engineers, who harshly criticized a late draft of the rule this spring. The senator wanted to show that the EPA steamrolled the Corps, dismissing the concerns of its experts. Sullivan didn't get much help from the hearing's only witness, Assistant Secretary of the Army Joellen Darcy, who, as the civilian appointee in charge of the Corps of Engineers, endorsed WOTUS.
And did the EPA pressure you, as the head of the Corps, to sign the final rule when your senior leadership obviously wanted nothing to do with it?
I was under no pressure to sign any rule, Senator.
Darcy chalked the critical memos up to internal differences, normal disputes that she says ultimately strengthened the final product.
Senator, those documents and those memos were a snapshot in time.
They weren't a snapshot in time.
Senator,
they were at the end of a long process.
The rule has inflamed congressional Republicans for years. Some have raised the specter of a federal crackdown on puddles and muddy fields. But Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says the Clean Water Act is important to a downstream state like his, Rhode Island. Whitehouse says he's open to improving the rule, but he says the GOP is in full-throated attack mode.
You hear this extreme rhetoric about a rule whose purpose is to keep our waters clean so that pollutants aren't dumped into a ditch and then the foreseeable next big rainstorm washes them down into our bay.
Ironically, the internal memos show a major objection of officials within the Corps of Engineers was that the new rule would trim the regulatory reach of the Clean Water Act in some cases, removing federal protection from what they described as important lakes, ponds, and wetlands. Darcy, the Assistant Army Secretary, says some of their concerns were addressed in the final version. A majority of states are now suing to challenge the legality of the WOTUS rule. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.